Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 22, Pretoria 23, Polokwane 26. The Limpopo Department of Transport and Community Safety says they expect to see heavy traffic leaving Limpopo. Spokesperson Tidimalo Chwene says law enforcement officers will remain strategically deployed to manage traffic flow and curb violations. Chwene advises to plan your trip and check up for updates regularly.
The N1 from Makado through to Polokwane up to Pienaars Rivier, as well as the R101, the R71, the R81, the R36 and the R37 are likely to be congested with slow moving traffic anticipated from mid-morning into the evening.
The ANC says it is confident political parties will reach consensus on the proposed national budget, including the contentious 0.5% VAT increase set for the 1st of May. ANC Deputy Secretary General Nomvula Mokonyane says the upcoming meeting is vital for economic stability as well as the well-being of all South Africans.
We do believe that as we have been able to go through the fiscal framework and it going through Parliament, we will be able to also find one another. We have left most of the other issues to President Cyril Ramaphosa as well as Parliament.
Meanwhile, the DA is pushing ahead with its legal challenge against the planned VAT increase. The case will be heard in the Western Cape High Court tomorrow. DA spokesperson Karabo Kakao says they want an urgent interdict to halt the hike. She says despite planned discussions with the ANC this week, the increase is unjust.
Even though the houses sat themselves and there was a majority vote in favor of that, the Democratic Alliance is of the firm beliefs that the process that was followed did not go according to what the rules say the process is supposed to be. So all of those other things are part of what is going to be argued in court on Tuesday.
The return of a Boeing plane from China to the US is ascribed to the trade war between the two economic giants. The 737 MAX was meant for delivery to China but was sent back to Seattle. US President Donald Trump's announcement of a 145% tariff on Chinese imports was followed by Beijing's 125% tariff on US goods. This reportedly means a Chinese airport taking delivery of a Boeing worth 1 billion rand could be crippled by the tariff. And McLaren's Oscar Piastri won the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix with Red Bull's Max Verstappen in second place and Ferrari's Charles Leclerc in third. Verstappen started from pole position but was given a time penalty for going off track. This race puts Oscar Piastri and McLaren both in the championship lead. More on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Milpinaar Hoofnuusdier, die Limpopo Departement van Vervoer waarskie teen swaar verkeer vandag.
Jacaranda FM plays music.
Bad habits lead to white eyes.
You love.
And you will find me.
Like this.
Right from the start, you were a thief. You stole my heart. And I, your willing victim, I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty. And with every touch, you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep. Oh, oh.